left off yesterday talking about famous Shittas HaRambam that appears both in the Chushabs as well as in the Chasukah, where the Rambam tells us that Tzuras HaPesach is not as great as we thought it was. That if you combine a Paretz Mubalayme together with the Paretz of Yud, then Tzuras HaPesach is going to fail us. It was a Chiddush goal of the Rambam. We're not really sure where the Rambam got it from. We saw a little bit of it in the Sheet of Rav, but it was hard to understand how the Rambam knew to jump from Rav to the world of the Maisa for us. So we still have to keep our, keep that in the back burner, what the source of the Rambam is really in the Gemara. But in terms of conceptually, how do you understand it? So the Chaznish gave us a Mahalach yesterday. Chaznish's basic view was that everything revolved around the magic words Pirtza and Pesach. And the factors that go into determining whether something is a Pirtza Pesach are multiple. And sometimes you can have just too many strikes against you, and it no longer resembles a Pesach. And we're going to mamela have to disqualify such a mechitz. That was the Chaznish's Mahalach. So in contrast to the Chaznish, Rav Chaim addressed this round for a totally different vantage point. In order to understand Rav Chaim, we have to raise really a fundamental question. Just what is the ABC? What exactly is Tzuras HaPesach is really all about? What is the goal of a Tzuras HaPesach? So, l'chora, the goal of a Tzuras HaPesach is kishmakenu, to serve as a Pesach. Namely, to take those breaches, those holes in mechitzas that would otherwise cause problems and rectify them by saying this is no longer a Pirza, now it's a Pesach. It used to be more than 10 Amos, but now it's not a break of more than 10 Amos. Now it's a Tzuras HaPesach there, so it's a Pesach, notwithstanding the size. So that's the Pashta Dvarim is that all Tzuras HaPesach could do is address Pirtzos versus Pesach, which is really what the Chazanish, in effect, said with Asa Rabbim as well. However, we find a strange thing, because if you don't go down the route of the Rambam, let's say you take the view of other Rishonim, that Tzuras HaPesach almost has no limitation. Tzuras HaPesach can solve multiple problems at the same time. It can solve parts of Rubel Oymez, it can solve Pirtzos of Yud. In theory, what you could do is as follows. You could take four Tzuras HaPesachs. There's not one iota of solid wall. I think everyone understands that's not the way it's supposed to look. I think you got it. Take one, takes four Tzuras, it should be upside down. What? No, yeah, it's, I don't know what this is. Something like that. Okay? Yeah, it's kind of like from my top. You have four Tzuras HaPesach, and in theory, I could say, well, I'm surrounded by mechitzas. Like, what's the problem? What can go wrong? But look at each Tzuras HaPesach. Each one of them, it's Paras Mubala Omeid, means there's no wall. Paras Mubala Omeid, you know why it's Paras Mubala Omeid? Because how much Omeid is there? Nothing. So there's no Omeid at all. So it's Eimecha Paras Mubala Omeid is there. The Pirtz is at 10 Amos. Pirtz is at 10 Amos. There's nothing there. So Ein Lecha, Porotz, and Meruba, and Pirtz is Yud Galim is there. But if you don't buy into the Rambam, so then, well, that's okay. If you don't buy into the Rambam, what's the problem? This Tzuras HaPesach is good, and you add them to the, all four Tzuras HaPesach are independently good, and you add them up together, and they're fine. So between you and me, that's the view of most of the Rishonim, and that's perfectly all right. Not only is that the view of most of the Rishonim that you can carry in such an area, but who remembers when we spoke about that Prima Garden? Remember that Prima Garden that we quoted? And the Prima Garden we quoted back in the Machlokes is the Rosh and the Ran, but it just doesn't work for Sanah. So we quoted that the Ran says that Midaraisa Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Sukkah. So we had two biurim why that should be so. The Ran himself seemed to say it's a Chisaron and Dira, because the Ran linked it to the din of Kudasik not working for Sukkah. But we quoted the Prima Garden that had another reason. What was the Prima Garden? Other reason? Because Tzuras HaPesach is only Midarabonim. There's no such thing as Tzuras HaPesach Midaraisa. So, if you don't say like that, Prima Garden, which is always quite a chiddush, if you say that Tzuras HaPesach does work on the level of Deraisa, so then not only are you allowed to carry in this area, but what is this area? It's Mamash what? Mamash Yisayochit. So, you have a guy who's standing outside these Tzuras HaPesach, throws something in, and he tries skila because he carried it in Rishis Yisayochit. Where's the Oymed? Where's the Tzuras HaPesach? Aye, but isn't there a din that you need mechitzas? Isn't the definition of Rishus HaYochid require mechitzas? What's the answer? That according to the simple halacha, there's some kind of equation here that we didn't quite know. We thought until 5 minutes ago that Tzuras HaPesach can attack pirtzes. We just found out that Tzuras HaPesach can do much more than just attack pirtzes. What else can Tzuras HaPesach do? Tzuras HaPesach have a status of a what? Have a din, what have a mechitzah? There's an equation in halacha, and again, except according to that one half tzah in the Pirkei Avodim, the Parsha Dvarim is that Tumas HaPesach equals a mechitza on a level of D'oraisa. Tumas HaPesach is not just pure HaPesach oriented, but it's mamish dino ki mechitza. Now, we already know that. How do we know that Tumas HaPesach is a mechitza on a level of D'oraisa? We know it's a mechitza to some degree on a D'oraisa, because what other area of halacha do we always have in the back of our mind it works in? Not only Shabbos, not only Sukkah, but Kilayim. So we know that it has the status of Mechitza on the level of D'oraisa, but that's not an end-all. That's not a Raya Brura, right? Because that may be a different kind of Mechitza. Who remembers? We spoke about this. That may be just a Mechitza HaMachseches, not a Mechitza HaMakefes. But according to Rova Rishonim, who say that Tumas HaPesach works, the Dalet Sdadim, all four walls, it creates a Hetet Tiltel, creates a Sheyoch on the level of D'oraisa. Of course, Tumas HaPesach is a mechitza. It's a mechitza gemur. There's nothing fundamentally different than a solid wall. A Tumas HaPesach halachically is mamish a solid wall. What's the source for this halacha if it exists? So, over the source of this halacha has to be what? This must be halacha mashi. This must be nichlal in the halacha mashi of mechitza. So, when we learned that Pirkei Avodim last week. And we said the Pirkei Avodim was mefakfek, that maybe Tumas HaPesach Saronim with the Rabbanim. Remember that? We thought maybe it doesn't really work with the Torah. And I said that the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, no, for sure the D'oraisa. So some people challenged me where the Chazon Ish was. And I could find it for you. And then I found it. It's at least part of it. I think it's in more than one place. But it's in the back. It is Ha'oris on the B'chayim. The Yonis Chazon Ish has it in the back. But there the Chazon Ish doesn't write that Tumas HaPesach is Halach Moshe Sinai. He writes that, yeah, of course it's D'oraisa, vada, vada, tzidin, kimechitza, vada, vada, vada. And what's the source? He says, we don't find in the Gemara that Tzidin HaPesach is Halach Moshe M'sinu. When the Gemara spells out, what would the Halach Moshe M'sinu is Hilchus Mechitzas? What does the Gemara say back in the first parak? The Gemara says, Mechitzu Hilchus Elohat, Le Gud, Gudasik, Lovud, Dofin Akuma, Ten Tvachim. Those are the four things that the Gemara speaks about being Nichol, the Halach Moshe M'sinu of Mechitzas. Maybe own room of parts, depending on how you read that Gemara about Agrech Malamosha. But says the Chazon Ish, nowhere does the Gemara ever record that Hilchos Lamosha Mesinai was Tumas HaPesach. So now we're getting into a little bit of a pickle. If this equation is right, that Tumas HaPesach is Dino Kimechitza, and it's probably D'oraisa, highly unlikely what the Pirkei Avodim is claiming, what's the source for it? So I always thought that it was the Chazon Ish who says, Pe Molin, it must have been Hilchos Lamosha Mesinai. I think he does say it someplace, but I can't find it. But in this other quote of the Chazon Ish, he says, yeah, it's D'oraisa, 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 D'oraisa. And what was it? It's almost a svara. Kach niru l'chazal, that's called a mechitza also. Wow, quite a svara. After Ramesh of Ruach HaKadosh, that's such a svara. So, again, whether it's a svara D'oraisa, or a sina D'oraisa, I can't tell you for certain. But anyone have Reb Chaim here? No, no, Reb Chaim here. So you take a look at the Gilyonis of the Chazon Ish in the back of the back of Reb Chaim, you take a look, the Chazon Ish has a line like that, that Yetz Mechitza, Yetz Mechitza, Yetz Mechitza, but we don't find explicit at Lach, we're seeing Mestabba Kach, Kimlu the Chazal, Kach Rivel the Chazal, that is Dinuk Mechitza. But I call upon no matter what the source is, I don't care right now what the source is, all I know is that if this Tzur, if this picture is correct, and it is correct according to most Tushanim, the Tzur Sepesach is Mamash and Mechitza. And this is where Reb Chaim says the Ram takes issue with everybody else on the page. Comes Reb Chaim and says, I challenge you. Who told you that Tumas HaPesach is a mechitza? Where does it say Tumas HaPesach is a mechitza? Vishtei Tumas HaPesach is a mechitza. All the Mishnah Eiv and Dabei says is that if you have a piritza more than 10 amos, Tumas HaPesach will work. That's all the Mishnah says. Where does that say that that's Dino Kimechitza? Comes Chaim and says, the Rambam Shita is that Tzuris HaPesach is Kishmai Keinu, that a Tzuris HaPesach cannot accomplish what a Mechitza has to accomplish. If and when we require a Mechitza to accomplish something, a Tzuris HaPesach cannot do that. What is a Tzuris HaPesach? I don't know, but I can tell you what it's not. It cannot be toil, mamish, what a Mechitza is necessary to accomplish. And what is necessary for mechitza to accomplish? Says Reb Chaim, there's a klal gadol in halacha that you cannot carry in an area on Shabbos unless you are in a Rishus HaYochid. The definition of Rishus HaYochid is an area that's Mukaf Bila. Mukaf Bila. B'mechitzas. That's the ABCs of Rishus HaYochid. Kach Nehem Aloch HaSinai. Ezer Rishus HaYochid. Ab Rishus B'Shabbos. Ezer Rishus HaYochid. Mokal HaMukaf Mechitzas Ten Tvachim. And unless you are Mukaf Mechitzas Ten Tvachim, you cannot carry in that area on Shabbos. And therefore, says Reb Chaim B'Das HaRambam, this tzura of you're in the middle and you have four tzuras of Pesach surrounding you, the Rambam would say, lo hoyu dvar mehem. You cannot carry. Nachanav doesn't work. Most of the Rishonim say, why not? You just connect the dots. What's the problem? And the Rambam say, no, it's no good. So the underlying principle now that Reb Chaim just put B'Das HaRambam is that tzuras of Pesach can only accomplish X. It can address Pirtzas, Pesachim, things of that nature. What it can't do is, it can't create mechitzas. If it can't create mechitzas, then you have to search for alternate ways to create mechitzas. What alternate ways are available for you to create mechitzas? So one way of creating mechitzas is the easiest way. What is that? If it's what? If it's Arim Rubla Parts, right? That's like Agmar Rechlana Maisha. So if you have an area that's Arim Rubla Parts, here you got, this is 20 amos, this is 20 amos, this is only, and this is, we'll make it 15 amos of a pirtza. Okay, it doesn't look exactly right, but you got the picture, okay? So if you have 20 and 20 and 15, so we have to make a checklist, says Reb Chaim. So what do I have? Do I have mechitzas? Where are my mechitzas? Absolutely have mechitzas. I have only little parts. What's my problem? The problem is, I have a pirtza. What nifty halacha comes in to address the touch-up pirtzas? Tzuras HaPesach, Gevaldik, right? So this is the classic tzura where Tzuras HaPesach is going to help you. We have an omen ruvel of parts. Now it gets a little bit tricky. What if I have five over here? Three over here, and I have a pirtza of 8. What do you say about that? Go through the checklist again. Do I have mechitzas?
Yeah. Three amos
in the middle, a pirtza. Do I have mechitzas or not? Because according to the Rambam, if I don't have mechitzas, I can't just simply stick it to a Pesach here and call it a day. Do I have mechitzas or not? One thing I definitely have is a what? What do I yes have here? Do we have a Pesach here? What do we have here? I have a pirtza here. What? What? Right over here, this case, right over here. Case 2, right? This case over here. Do I have, who says I have a Pesach, who says I have a pirtza here? Who votes Pesach? Who votes pirtza? Why do you think you have a pirtza here? Okay, so whenever you have a Poritz Rubeloi made, so you almost automatically have to label what's in the middle as a Pirtza. You know, normally a Pirtza is defined by, you take out your rule, your first down, a marker, 10 amos, more or less, okay? It's good, 10 yards, 10 amos, right? Okay, so you measure the Pirtza, but here, the Poritz Rubeloi made part is forcing you to say you have a Pirtza here. So you have a Pirtza here, so what do you use to rectify a Pirtza? What mechanism used to rectify a Pirtza? So you put a Tzuras HaPesach in here, okay? So put a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Now that I have this kind of a setup, I have to ask myself the next really, really tricky question. Do I have mechitzas or do I not have mechitzas? So I would have said, and this is where I'm still sore on this point, I would have said, do you have mechitzas? What's the answer? Why do you think you don't have mechitzas here? Because you don't have what criteria? None of the parents. You don't have mechitzas. If you don't have mechitzas, it's done, according to the Rambam. Right? No. Come to Rav Chaim and says, you do have mechitzas here. You know why you do have mechitzas? Because let's not forget that Tosfos back at the beginning of the second parak of Erevin. What did Tosfos say in Erevin, in the Sugya Pasi Biros? That sometimes the number 10 is not critical. I'm sorry. Physically having Omen Mubal Aporos is not really the definition of Mechitzas. There never was such a did of Hachi Agbar Chaman Lamoish that you need Mamsha Mubal Aporos. What did Tosfos say that meant? What did Hachi Agbar Chaman Lamoish mean? It means you have to build something that doesn't have a wad in it, doesn't have a piritza in it. If it has a piritza in it, that can uproot the din Omed Shabbai. But if there's no piritza in it, so then the Omed could still count, even though it's not what? Even though it's not really, numerically, it's not really Merubah. So you could have a mechitza that Omed Aparat. Tosfos told us that the requirement of Omed Aparat is not an absolute. It's nitan he amer that there's a mechitza without omen rubel parts. So Zavkeb Chaim, this tzura, even before I put the tzuras of Pesach up, do I have mechitzas? The answer is, yeah, I do have mechitzas here. I have a problem here because if and when I leave it the way it is, I'm going to have to turn around and say that there's a piritza there, but I could solve the piritza problem. I'll solve the piritza problem by putting up a tzuras of Pesach and salvage this entire picture. So I could theoretically put up a tzuras of Pesach over here and don't bother me where my mechitzas. I have mechitzas. These are the mechitzas. These two are the mechitzas. Now, come to Reb Chaim and says, but there's a third case. Remember, so far tzuras of Pesach has never made mechitzas. Mechitzas must exist by themselves. Mechitzas must exist by themselves. Two mitzvahs can't. This is the Rambam talking. Two mitzvahs cannot make mechitzas. Third case. What's the third case? Now what? I have a break of 10 amos between the two half baked mechitzas, so to speak. Comes Reb Chaim and says, and again, I told you yesterday that I'm still not 100% on it. You could keep on looking at yourself. Comes Reb Chaim, when you have this kind of a scenario, now you run into a problem. You know why? Because when you have a piritza more than 10, not only is it a piritza, but it also declares that there's no connection between one and what? What is there no connection between? It's the two sides anymore. The two sides are separate independent entities. There's no shaykhus between them anymore. If there's no shaykhus between them anymore, so then you don't have a what? You don't have a mechitza. Once you reach the point of a piritza yosef miyud, with the parts room below, you've reached the point where you're missing the most ABCs of Erev. You don't have mechitzas. So what's the big deal? I bring my Erev truck, and I start building a Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi, I can build a Tzuras HaPesach, can't I? Because doesn't everybody know that Tzuras HaPesach equals mechitza? What's the answer? Who doesn't know that? Who didn't believe that? The Rambam didn't believe that. That's why the Rambam would say, this is not a Rishus Yochid, this is a joke. And therefore the Rambam says, this is also not a Rishus Yochid, this is a joke as well. So the Nekuda, according to Reb Chaim, that's critical with us at Rambam, is what are you trying to do with your Tzuras HaPesach? Are you trying to build mechitzas, or are you addressing your piritza? If you're addressing your piritza, that you can do. If you're building mechitzas, that you can't do. According to the Chazon Ish, the Nekuda, according to the Rambam, was we weren't even building mechitzas. We were simply addressing piritzas. So the Chazon Ish said, sometimes Tzuras HaPesach works to address a piritza, and sometimes it doesn't. If it's so parutz, if it's so bad, if it looks so non-Pesach viable, Tzuras HaPesach won't help you. According to Reb Chaim, Tzuras HaPesach can solve every single piritza under the sun, as long as it, all that's trying to do. But the immediate, once you enter into the realm of trying to build mechitzas with Tzuras HaPesach, that's when the halacha fails you, according to Reb Chaim. So when all the dust out, they end up in the same place. They both end up with the same halacha that according to the Rambam, Tzuras HaPesach are going to fall short in these kinds of scenarios when you have parts of the oimek together with the piritza of Yud. The question is whether the focus is on the inability to fix up certain piritzas or the inability to create mechitzas, that's where the Chazanish and Reb Chaim part ways. So they say, we mentioned yesterday that the Rambam was a bit chiddush. He got it based on some Gemara's Erevin that we still don't know, hopefully to find out fairly soon. We know that most of the Rishonim don't buy into this. We know the Rush said he didn't know where the Rambam was coming from. The Rush said it's against the Mishnah. We pass it Ein Tzorech L'Ma'at. We pass it against the Rav. So the whole ball didn't get off the didn't get rolling according to the Rush. And most of the Rishonim held like the Rush. Let's take the Rambam just for a moment to just see just how far this Rambam is going to take us. According to the Rambam, that whenever you have Paras Uvala Oimeids, Pritzus Yuds are not going to, first Uvala together with Pritzus Yud are not going to work. We have a little bit of a problem. The first missionary. The very first missionary. I want to put something on the fourth wall. The mission says I have to put something on the fourth wall. It happens to be more than what? More than 10 tefachim. I'm sorry, more than 10 amas wide. So, except according to Rav, which even the Rav doesn't pass. Like, what can you put up there? What? It's more than 10 amas wide. If you want to use a lech in a kaira, then you have to minimize the opening. It's too big. 10 amas is too much. But if Yeshua says, it's the best in Tzorch L'mayit. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't quote Rav, nobody passes like Rav. Where rejected Rav. So you can build it to a Sepesach here, even though it's more than 10, it's 15 amas across, and Shalom Yisrael. What's my kasha? What's my problem with that, according to the Rambam? And that's a level of derais. That's the biyush shesiyach. But even the Rambam agrees to carry on. We need the biyush shesiyach. What's my problem with the Quinter?
The mission never said it has to be only the Ruba
Alephar. Not only does the mission not say it, what is it? What is the fourth wall of a Mavui? Okay. It's worse than post Ruba Alephar. It's no limit at all. So doesn't every Mavui Sosom that's more than 10 amas wide have two strikes against it? Isn't it those two strikes that makes it impossible to build a Tzuras HaPesach? It's Paras Ruba Alephar par excellence. And the Mishnah's talking about him Yosef Meyaser Amos Ein Tzorech L'Mayit, just because it's a Pesach. And yet the Mishnah says it's fine, the Rambam says it's fine. How can that work? How can the Rambam be machshir Tzuris HaPesach in a situation where it has two strikes against it? That's the antithesis of what the Rambam stands for. So what do you have to say according to the Rambam? There's no question what you have to say. What must you say? What? I wouldn't say you factor the three walls, but you have to say this is. Yeah, it is the whole joke. This fourth wall is a big farce anyway. You don't really need the fourth wall anyway. Either because it's a Rishus Yachad Deraisa without the fourth wall, or according to the Rambam, it's not a Rishus Rabban without a fourth wall. The whole thing is just the Dinder Rabbanan as a Gezeir that you make up to carry what? You know, further out into the street itself. So, Midder Rabbanan, hey, mom, hey, mom. The Chazal said, we're going to make you make a fourth wall, quote unquote. But the standards that we're going to insist on a fourth wall are very, very low water downstairs. Give me proof positive that the standards for the fourth wall are so shvach they would never fly in regular mechitzas. You use lechi nekayrus. As long as it's less than 10 amas, you use lechi nekayrus. Lechi nekayrus is a joke. It's like tzonus. Kippel the air with lechis and kayrus. So, Mestami have to say that even the Rambam was the biggest machmir, the first Rambam, together with appearances of 10, don't work. Even the Ram concedes at some point it will work. If it's only on the fourth wall, no.
Okay, so sure, just like Kilayim, you have as long as you have a separation, even though you don't have Amun Maruba or Yasser Ram.
Okay, maybe. Well, you want to give a lumdish. Okay, you want to give a lumdish a twist. That's kind of what the Yaman is saying is the lumdish in the days in Erevin. The lumdish shadow. What's the role of the Tikkun on the Ruch Ravi? Is the role of Tikkun on the Ruch? We spoke about this a little bit about Lechem Hashem Mechitza Hashem Heker. Is the Tikkun on the Ruch Ravi really a Din Mechitza Shabbat? Is it just a Hefsek, just a Heker? That's already a whole long. That's the first part of Erevin Chakira.
You said even
with
the Din Mechitza Shabbat is only a Din Mechitza.
Okay, maybe.
The case when you have Parash Meruba and you have Parash Yotzer Miyud, if we said you had walls in the last, you had Mechitza in the last case, in Shadam Mechitza, in this case, also, they're not connected to each other, then why wouldn't the Tzuris Pesach goal is just to be connected to
all. No. So Tzitzit Pesach can't do that. According to the Rambam, Tzitzit Pesach can just address Pirtzit Pesachim. It can't do anything for the walls. It doesn't help your walls.
It's not important. 8:15:8.
8:15:8.
Right. So now you have the majority is more only.
Right.
That's interesting.
That's 20:15:20.
That's 20:15:20. No, there.
Right, same thing. 8:15:8. Because you're saying that's an omen based to Dadim. You're saying because you don't have an omen. That's another Siganeir. About how do you measure omen of parts? Does omen of parts mean in one place? Or can you add two things together? It's a whole nother ball game.
You said in the argument there that the two, three, and threes are separated.
Okay, so that's really another topic there. You're right, it's a good topic. It's starting to sound like a playbook. Okay, we got diagram 6:42:9:8:6:3. Military attack force. I'm sure it was a military attack force for a Sunday afternoon, a football game over here. But okay, we got the story here. A hard loaf of dolls. Okay, everybody said, back to the story. So everybody agrees that even with Das HaRambam, somebody's got to give in at the fourth wall. There's another tzura. What if it's not what we call a Mavi Sosom? Now, in the Beis, the Mishnah only speaks about a Mavi Sosom, but the Gemara a little bit later on there, if it talks about what's called a Mavi Mefulosh, a Mavi Sosom, Kishmel Kenu. It's closed off on all three sides, right? But a Mavi Mefulosh is only closed off on two sides. So it has a Rishus HaRabim over here. This is not really closed off. We're going to close it off in a second. It has Rishus HaRabim over here. And then it's got Chatzeras, you know, Batim, everything opening up into the Mavi, etc. So, Ketem Atim Mevosam Mefulosh and Rishus HaRabim. What do you have to do to fix up a Mavi Mefulosh, Lishus HaRabim? So the Mishnah doesn't talk about that in the Beis. It's Gemara Kotzer Brayis that talks about that. So it's Machlek Zetenoim. Machlek Zetenoim, the first part of Aaron. How do you fix up a Mavi Mefulosh? So we pass in Halacha, in order to fix a Mavi Mefulosh, you can't just make a cheapy Lechi and Kaira and call it a day. That's not quite enough. You need a little bit of a better Tikkun. It's Mefulosh on both sides. So one of the sides, you know what you have to do? One side you have to do a what? Tzuras HaPesach. And the other side you can make a Lechi or a Kaira. Okay? But one side needs a Tzuras HaPesach. How wide is this Mavi Mefulosh? Doesn't say. It could be as wide as you want. Right? Now, it can't really be as wide as you want. You know why? Because if it's as wide as you want over here, it's probably as wide up here also. What are you going to run into a problem with? What? You can't use a Lechi, right? So either you got to make it wide on one side and thin on the other side, or you have to say, listen, you're right, if it's really, really wide, if it's, you know, it's 15 across, so then I'm going to be stuck and I won't be able to do a lechi, but no big deal. What will I do over here also? Okay? So if I have a mavi mefulosh, the Gemara says, a mavi mefulosh is to rabbim, even if, you know, measurement-wise, it would suffice with a lechi, it's less than 10 amos wide, but lemaisi needs Tzuras HaPesach at least on one side, and if it's more than 10, you're going to have Tzuras HaPesach on both sides. But we're okay with that. That's fine. What's the kasha? What?
You need a third one, the right one.
So wait. Okay, let's phrase the question. According to who? According to Rav Rishonim, they'll look in this picture and say, great, this is wonderful. Mahabaya. Right? According to most of the Rishonim, the picture that we erased before, you can be in the middle of the street, surround yourself with four Tzuras HaPesach, and you're good. So, what's the problem? You can have Tzuras HaPesach on parts, Rubens, and Tanah, everything's good. But according to the Rambam, we're getting into hot water again, because according to the Rambam, we are accepting a Tzuras HaPesach over here and over here, even though it has two strikes against us. It's parts we I made, parts we it's a joke. It's why it's parts be. What's the ultimate parts we will obey? It's called parts be miluo. It's opened up entirely. It's parts be miluo, and it's more than 10 amos wide. Everything's hunky dory according to the Rambam. So what do you have to say at that point? What must you say according to the Rambam? What's the only way to defend this tzura? This is a Gemara. So what's the only way to defend this tzura? No pun intended. It's this tzura sepesach according to the Rambam. You have to say that Chazal said that. True that you generally can't use Tzuras HaPesach when you have two strikes against you, but just as we were okay with doing it by a wah, we already gave you a break to do it on a wah, on a where, on a Mavisasam beruach dalid. So too, we're going to let you do it in the ruach what? In the ruach shlishis also. We'll be making on the ruach shlishis also. That's also okay. Wait a second. The Rambam is starting to look more and more like the other Rishonim. So we already know that the Rambam agrees on the Ruach Revi, Tosef Pesach works with two strikes against you. We already know the Rambam agrees that Tosef Pesach works on the Ruach HaShlishis, two strikes against you. At what point does the Rambam stand his ground? That's where he draws his line in the sand. At Kanvalayos. Says the Rambam, say the Bagi Mishkesek, say the Gedali HaPosek, the nice to came with the Rambam, that the Rambam, although he's the biggest anti-Tosef Pesach with two strikes against you, the Rambam must concede if you have Beis Mechitza Shleimus, like a Mavi Mefulush, then even the Rambam will concede that Tosef Pesach is going to work, even though it has two strikes against it. Yeah, otherwise you're against the Gemara, you're against Mishnayis, Gemaras. So the Rambam only said that to create Mamish Yesh Me'ayin, literally to start off from the very, very beginning, that you can't do it part of the Omeids and appears as Yosem Yud. But just to fix up the fourth wall, and just to fix up the third wall, that's okay. That even the Rambam will look the other way. Conceptually, do we understand it? We know we have to say it, because otherwise it's against Mishnah's and Gemara's. Do we really understand this conceptually? Why that should go? It's kind of hard to understand this. It's hard according to the Chazon Ish. I think it's even hard according to Reb Chaim. You don't have mechitzas. According to the Rambam, you don't have mechitzas. You're telling me you're allowed to carry in a place with two mechitzas. That's what you just told me. According to the Rambam, Tzuras HaPesach is not a mechitzah, according to Reb Chaim. So you're telling me you're allowed to carry an area there that doesn't have mechitzas. Now, I'm not saying this is deraisa. It could be, we're going to learn a little bit later on, it could be that's not a deraisa for other reasons, because it's a mavi, it's more of a foolish, maybe it's not, no, there's no traffic. It could be that there's not a deraisa here for a dozen other reasons. But just keep in mind that according to Reb Chaim, you are letting a person carry in an area that lemaisa doesn't have mechitzas. Just in case that troubles you. But that, those are the facts, according to the Rambam. So everybody says, so we have a lot about the Jew, we said a lot of time she's the Rambam. We spent a little time figuring out where the Rambam got it, this din from, not quite sure 100%. We spent a lot of time trying to conceptualize what it's based on, Chazon Ish Reb Chaim's approach. Now we're putting the brakes and we're watering down the Shittas Rambam, but we still got this Rambam. Rambam's still in our back pocket.
When you said this last answer, that third wall could be two Shittas, is that only in a Mavoi, or is that any time written?
Why should be Dafka Mavoi?
Oh, they were just saying that Mavoi
might be Derabana. No, I mean, Pashas, whatever, Yashke Vechitzas, it should be okay. That's what the Rambam sounds like. But the problem is that you're 100% right. It may be a great, unbelievable hecker, the greatest hecker in the world, but at the end of the day, we don't find explicitly you can carry an area without mechitzas. Even if I put up big signs and flashing billboards that say, don't carry, don't carry, don't carry, if there are no mechitzas there, that's a big problem. Okay? Even if it's not a deraisa, even if it's not a strong guy, it's still a big problem. So everybody say, how does this...
He was sort of saying that those two sorts of tzafim, they don't count as like sheer mechitzas, they have din mechitzas.
Yes, that Reb Chaim, you're right. It's something to do with that Reb Chaim. If you explain to me. Exactly. Got it. Okay. So, said, where does this put us, lemaisa? Does any of this matter? Everything matters. Tairi, Nechmad Mizavi, Paz Rav, Mesutin Vash, Nefis Tufi, Lamish, Tairi. I told everyone here about my favorite CDs, the Baruch Be'er CDs. I must have told them that, no? Baruch Be'er. I didn't talk about it this year yet.
This year.
No, maybe last year. So we found these CDs of, came out a couple of, 2-3 years ago, of Nigunim for a Baruch Be'er. So they don't have a Baruch Be'er singing, they didn't have CDs back in the 1930s, but it's Tamidim of Tamidim of Baruch Be'er, who together, some of the Nigunim that Reb Baruch Be'er used to sing. Reb Baruch Be'er probably had a very, very good voice, and believe it or not, they had like a shtickle choir in Kamenitz, in the yeshiva, that they got the bachrim together, ones who liked to sing, and they would sing like a Yom Tov. They didn't sing it, Nashka, they Yom Tovim, they would sing, you know, Shabbosos, Shal Shudas, Bach Malkas, like they would sing Shire Kedesh, Bram, Bram, Shire, beautiful. So the story goes that I read it on the back of the CD, and then it was, then I heard it from one of the certain yeshiva, told me this story was actually true, that Reb Baruch Be'er apparently asked Reb Chaim, about whether it's an appropriate thing to do in yeshiva. You know, the boy's supposed to be learning, not supposed to be singing songs. So Reb Chaim told him that's good. The bochim need a little bit, a little breaks, a little bit, it's good, outlet. I mean, that's the outlet in Kamenetz. They don't have to play ball, they have to sing Shirei Kodesh, sing this, the Slavos with the Rosh Shiva. So Reb Chaim told him it was okay. So you see, Reb Baruch Bar wouldn't even have a song in yeshiva without asking his rabbi. That's right. So they had a nigunim. So somebody a couple of years ago put together all these songs, and they got somebody to sing who sings mamish like, sounds like from Europe from the 1930s, and they made the acoustics to sound like the 1930s. It's gevaldik. Your mom should close your eyes and think you're a Charles Shuddison Kamenetz. It's mamish. So one of them. I was listening this morning in the car. I forgot which nigun it was. I'm beautiful. They're all Torah nigun, basically. Mother me paws, it's beautiful, beautiful nigun about Torah. And at the same time, I have my wife. It's Wednesday, so my wife comes in. So my son-in-law sent me a piece that he was working on and had to do with some shtickle Torah with Reb Baruch Bar. So he wanted me to read it over. So I was sitting and reading over on my phone this piece from Reb Baruch Bar and listening to the nigun of Reb Baruch Bar. So I was getting distracted. I told him I have to turn off the CD because I can't concentrate. And then I stopped myself and said, what? I didn't even chop that it was Reb Baruch Bar's list. I said, I'm reading his Torah as a list to his son. How could that possibly be distracting? So it was Mamash Nechmad and Mizorim. I was so slow. I had such excitement. There's not one person on the bridge as excited as I was this morning. Most excited because my wife was driving. I have to drive on Wednesday. So I was very excited. But Mamash Reb Baruch Bar, the whole Taikvah, with Meshira, Ben B'Torah, all at the same time. Anyway, getting back to the story. So there's nothing, no Reb Baruch Bar to say about this, but I'm sure you have plenty to say, but not about a topic. Just felt I would share that with you. A little Avos HaTorah. So Reb Chaim Voloshin writes in Nefesh HaChayim that every once in a while, when you're in the middle of learning, you feel you need a little bit of an oomph, you need a little bit of a push. So he said, it's okay to stop for a little bit and to give yourself, to talk a little bit about Torah and Torah Chashivas HaTorah and get yourself all psyched up again and then go back. He said, the problem is, he criticized the people. They spent the whole day talking about Chashivas HaTorah and they don't learn anything. So he says, that's ridiculous. He gives a marshal. He says, that's like a person who when you have a storehouse of grain, so you have to throw a little bit of preservative in, otherwise all the grain's going to rot. So he said, a smart person builds a storehouse, fills up so with a lot of grain, they leave a little bit of room at the top to throw in a little bit of preservative in order to make sure that everything is okay. So the fool builds a big building, and he fills it up with preservative to the top, and then he throws in 1 or 2 pieces of grain. He said, what are you preserving? There's nothing there to save. So he said, a person who sits the whole day, all they do all day is learn chizuk, they sing songs and vikas and chidal, all the whole day. The whole day is the musr and vikas and chizuk, and they don't learn anything. So he said, so they have a storehouse full of preservative. So what's that worth? He said, you have to fill your storehouse with Torah, and then you have to throw some preservative in to keep the Torah going. So he said, it's okay, it's a good thing every once in a while. If you have to stop in the middle of a sugya, stop for a minute and think, Torah, stop singing, Nechmad Mizar, pause, Rav, that's okay. If you sing that all day and don't learn anything, then you have a big problem. Then we'll have to say it to another issue. You can't stay in comments. Okay, anyway, or in Voloshin. So anyway, get back to the story. So we were just Mechazik as well. Comes to Shulchan Aruch in the 12th of the Maamar Kaimis and starts to put all this into perspective of Lamaisa. Comes to Shulchan Aruch and says, 12th of the Maamar Kaimis, Imasa Tzir Pesach, Afidu Lepiritza Yaser Me Yaser, if a person makes it Tzir Pesach even for more than 10, that's good. This is La'afuke who? Who would not like this line? Only one person here would not like that line. Only one individual in the history of the world would not like that line. Rav, okay? But we don't follow. Fa'afilu zok tishachanach. Fa'afilu notz al arba kundesin ba'arba ruches. Even if a person puts into the ground 4 poles, 4 corners, v'yosa tzuris pesach gabayim, and he puts tzuris pesach in all 4, mutter. That was the picture. I don't remember the picture, but that was one of those pictures up here. That was the picture with the upside down Tzuris HaPesach. He has a Tzuris HaPesach with complete, but not a wall in sight, not an oimin, not a mechitza, not an oimin, nothing. For Tzuris HaPesach, Hepta Gomer. We're going to leave out the next line, that's next to the next sugya. Third line. Uga Rambam, according to the Rambam, Ein Tzuris HaPesach Mor Lepirtzi Yosem Yeser. According to the Rambam, a Tzuris HaPesach does not work if it's a Pirtzi Yosem Yeser. Elim Kein, Elim Rula Parutz. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch presents the first opinion, and then he presents the Rambam as a kind of almost like a Yesham, like a secondary view. Mishnah Berurah in the 13th of the Rambam Kermis. If you take a look at the second line of Mishnah Berurah, third word in the line, even according to the Rambam, sometimes more than 10 will work. That was picture over here. Mahani to a Pesach. Even though it's in the parts of gold mazet, parts of miluo, kishum of foolish, it's a mavim of foolish, that's okay. Kevin just stayed the fun of shleimos. That was the rai of the nice akarim and the ram has to concede that otherwise is against his din in the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam as a kind of yesham, quotes the other opinion, and he kind of leaves us hanging. Mishabu just reminds us that if you have day shleimos, you're okay. Says the Mishabu in the 14th of the Ramah Kermis, v'nachad lochosh l'divei Rambam. That it would be right, proper to be chayshish for the Ram Shita. Shagam das a smag v'smach okay. Remember the Rosh quoted the Sefer HaMitzvahs? That means the smag and the smag also had the same cheshbon as the Rambam, that pierces more than 10 with the part of the Rambam, but taka doesn't work. So nochel, 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 doesn't mean we paskin like that. Nochel, nochel, speeds. Nochel, nochel, still a chetchila to be chayshish for the Rambam. What are the ramifications of this nochel, nochel, the Divya Rambam? All the Erev in a gun. What?
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. The all gone. Every Arab just went down the drain. Unless you can some figure out a way to first build what? What would be the way to salvage Arab according to the Rambam?
Build the
Mavoi in effect. Build two walls. And then fix up the rest with Tirsa Pesachs. That would be your last chance according if you want to satisfy the Rambam Sheet and Nuchas Arab. That's your best bet. Now, between you and me, unlikely that either New Rochelle, the five towns, or any other place is going to let you build walls, make your town into a Mavi Mefulish. Very unlikely. But you'll be shocked. You may have the halakha equivalent of a Mavi Mefulish without even knowing it. How would you have Mavi Mefulish all of a sudden in the middle of nowhere? Anyone know? You may have pre-existing big slopes, deep slopes, a slope. If it's shaped in a certain way, certain dimensions, can actually be a mechitza. There may be fences, there may be, let's say if your town runs adjacent to a highway, it's very possible, usually highways have fences that go along the way. Those are not just the pesachs, those are walls, mamish, all those are mamish walls. You may have, it may be adjacent to train tracks, there may be fences. You have to scout out the area before, and you may be pleasantly surprised that you have beis mechitzas. If you're lucky to have beis mechitzas, then you could potentially build mayor of a coin to the Rambam. If you don't have beis mechitzas, then you're going to have to forgo the shittas Rambam. So sometimes, you know, you hear a guy says, I don't want to rely on the Eruv. What does that mean, I don't want to? What are the words that I don't want to rely on the Eruv? So I'm not saying what the person means, he may not know what he means, but an intelligent statement of I don't want to rely on the Eruv may mean one of multiple things. It may mean that I want to be chayshish for the Rambam. That's one meaning of that statement. What's another possible meaning of the statement? That I don't want to rely on the Erev, not because of the Rambam, I'm not chashvah the Rambam. What else am I worried about? I may be worried about Osi Rambam Mechitza from last sugya. I may be worried that even if you're not chashvah the Rambam, but you can't build a Erev based on Tursa Pesachs if the Rambam are going to knock them down. What does it mean? Not literally, but figuratively knock them down. What does that mean? If you have an area that you're trying to be makif, is a Rishis HaRabim D'Araisa, then you're in trouble. And you may have two reasons why you're in trouble. If you have an area that's Rishis HaRabim D'Araisa, there may be two objections to building an area there. Number one, you have an Asi Ram Vatlam Echitz, the problem. What's your other problem? What other potential problem? If you have a real Rishis HaRabim D'Araisa, what else may be wrong with building an area there? According to the who? According to the Prima Gadim, you're in trouble. Because according to the Prima Gadim, if you have a Rishis HaRabim D'Araisa, you can't just surround that with Tzitzis Pesach. Tzitzis Pesach don't exist on the level of Deraisa. So far, we could have three potential problems. Anytime you look at building an Erev, there are three obstacles so far. So number one, are you running into a Rambam issue? That depends on what the landscape looks like. Number two, do you have Rishis HaRabim? And if you have Rishis HaRabim, then you have multiple problems. Either you have Priva Gadim concern, or you have an Asi Rabim concern. So now, how do I know whether I have Rishis Ram or not? I have learned whole sugars in Shabbos, the first parak, and every first parak. What makes up Rishis Ram? Suffice it to say That there are many, many different opinions about this, and according to some Rishonim, many of our main streets may very well be Rishus Rambam Deraisas, and according to many other Rishonim, we probably almost never have Rishus Rambam Deraisas. So depending on what you think about that, is going to impact on whether I quote unquote hold from the Eruv. Then you may have a third approach and say, listen, I'm not chayshish for the Rambam, or maybe I even have my two existing mechitz, my rov foolish, so to speak. I'm not so worried about the Rishus Rambam Deraisas. I've solved that problem in half dozen different ways. But I may have another concern with the Erev. You know what my other concern with the Erev is? I'm not so sure that all the Tzuras of Pesach are up to par. What? The question of my Tzuras of Pesach? How dare you? Well, when you go through Hilchos Tzuras of Pesach, you come to the realization there are a lot of nuances in Tzuras of Pesach. Remember? All Tzuras of Pesach, what's the cloud gadol? They have to be what? It's got to be Agabeya, not Minatzad, a lot of other halachas that go through that. So you know, you have to really be sure that all Tzuras of Pesach are up to par. Now, if you're building an Erev in the middle of a camp, then you'll have all the time in the world and all the, you know, all the luxury to do whatever you please, and you don't have to get permits and anything. So you can really, really make the Tzuras of Pesach up to par as well. But sometimes you have limitations. Sometimes you're building an Erev in a, you know, based on permits. You can't put everything on telephone poles that you'd like to, and you're certainly limited what you can do. You may have to chisel away a little bit at some of the shittas to machshis Tzuras HaPesach. So a person may say, listen, I'm not a Rambam person. I don't think there's a Rishus HaRabim, but I'm looking around Tzuras HaPesach and I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with all the standards that you're using in Tzuras HaPesach. So a person could have the approach of, I don't want to carry this Eruv for multiple ways. Approach that's not acceptable for saying, I don't believe in Eruvim. I don't believe in Eruvim. So you know what we call that? That's apikorsis, right? That's like saying, I don't believe in Bava Metzia. Erevin's a Masech and Shachar. Erevin's a Torah concept. The Raisa, the Rabbanon, the Pesach, Slech. These are part of Torah Papeh. Some of the Raisa, some of the Rabbanon. These are clearly, there's 105 block. The Amorim spoke about Erevin. You don't believe in Erevin. Let's honest, don't believe in Erevin. You want to tell me that you don't want to rely on the application of Chazal's Erevin, this Manazeh, because you're worried about the Rami, you're worried about the Rami, you're worried about the Tzvet. That I totally justify. You have to figure out which one of these sheets you want to follow. But anyway, the Rambam sheet, if you ever hear somebody saying, I don't hope to say it because of the Rambam, that at least you can say you saw it here. This is it. It's this Rambam that's both the Nuchas Sukkah and the Nuchas Erevin with all the pros and cons in terms of this Rambam. Okay, everybody say, ready for this? Yeah. The two highways, I don't want to talk about any particular Erevin. I don't want to say anything.